Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right. It is 7:20. WGN, it is the Startup Showcase. Scott Catoon is... he is indisposed. He is on vacation right now, enjoying what is a well-deserved day off on a beautiful day. I can't blame him for wanting to play a little bit of hooky today, but we will be hosting the Startup Showcase for you until 2 p.m. today. And it's, you know, Ashley, I know, of course, Ashley is in the booth as our producer. She's the producer for On the Road, which we'll be having an extended episode of a little bit later on.
Hello.
After the show. Yeah, I ran up the stairs, and I've got kind of a jet lag thing, too, because we drove back from Florida, and even though there were no jets involved, just that whole kind of staying up all night and driving on the whole night, I think it's got to be the same things.
And the heat. You know, the heat's getting to everybody today. It's really warm out there.
Well, I mean, I have air conditioning in the car.
Well, now, but
yeah, the heat, too. But no, here's the thing. I love the show. I love what Scott's done with the show, and I think it's an exciting thing. It may be on paper. For the average person, it doesn't necessarily add up as, you know, compelling. You know, there's no car chases. There's no wrecks, explosions. There's no celebrity sightings for the most part. But the Startup Showcase, what Scott has done with it, is really super interesting because you get to see some of these companies that become part of kind of the fabric of our lives or maybe indispensable with the thing that they do or the product they've created or the service that they've offered. And then you hear about the way that they kind of began. And I was hoping when I got to host this show, I found out about maybe an hour ago that I would get to have the rap theme. Do we have that? We don't have that.
Do you want the rap theme?
Well, maybe coming out of another break.
Yeah, I can do that.
You know, the wait
a
minute.
I can do that for you.
Right. And I think that is one of those kind of a startup thing where a guy started a business thing that he'll create. We've all seen the Shark Tank where the guy will draw a cat for you, right? He'll draw you a cat or he'll draw something for you that's customized. And this guy will make up a theme for you or sort of a hip-hop theme, and he did it for Scott. And it is great. So we've got a couple great guests that he's got on tap for it in true Scott Catoon style Startup Showcase theme. I don't know what it is that they do necessarily. I don't know what the businesses are. I think it's their opportunity. We've got Amber McDonald. She's the president and CEO of Endemis Incorporated. Later on in the program, we're going to have Amanda Greenberg. She's the CEO and co-founder of Balloon R. And we're going to hear what it is that they are doing. And then I guess, you know, whatever kind of natural interest, instincts, or questions come up. And for you, for the listeners as well, you know, 312-981-7200, you can text in your thoughts and questions as well. I think that is part of what makes America great. You look at some of those great companies over the years that are sort of in the Mount Rushmore of kind of industry leaders. And so, Ashley, has there ever been a company, have you ever thought to yourself, hey, I should do that, or I should come up with that invention or start that business?
My friend and I actually, we were talking a while back when we were riding bikes. We were wearing sunglasses, and we were like, you know, we wish there was a way where we could listen to the same song while riding a bike without having like a big speaker. So we thought maybe we should make some sort of sunglass Bluetooth thing where you can hear what the other person's hearing. So then when you're riding your bike, you're both wearing sunglasses, and then you got the music going to your ear somehow. We don't know.
See,
there's a lot of bugs in there.
I almost wanted to say, you know, Ashley, stop, because this is, I mean, I, you know, here at WGN Radio, it's a think tank, and people are going to, you know, get their thoughts, and you could share things. That's kind of a good idea, because
that's what we thought. We're like, wow, that would be great, but we wouldn't even know where to start.
I think maybe you take the bike, you could have something that could be used on a bike ride, but you don't necessarily have to be on bikes.
True.
To do it. And maybe the sunglass thing isn't necessarily part of it, but the idea that you could have a way for someone to tap into whatever it is you're listening to, like, hey, listen to this, without pulling the earphones out.
Yeah.
Or putting in some kind of a splitter.
Look
or whatever.
At this. We're coming up with some, we got this. There we go.
Maybe during the commercial break, we'll announce. Maybe we'll be our own guests on the Startup Showcase.
Yeah, there we go.
But I think that doesn't that make kind of sense?
Or it
even,
does. Yeah.
Even if it was the conference call. How many times have we been on conference calls or even a call with, you know, grandma and the family where you're thinking, oh, and you have to kind of think of it. Well, I'll call you, then you patch her in, and then we'll be able to get everybody together. If you had some sort of way to conference in whatever people are listening to, whatever that content might be, that sounds kind of cool.
Right? It'd be easier, too, rather than, like you said, taking out the headphones or doing the multiple step thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't even, wow.
Well, because you think about the guy, you know, and there's been multiple movies that have made fun or just, you know, kind of, or documentaries, certainly that on the serious side. You know, the guy who invented Scotch tape or the guy who invented, you know, the truck bed liner, you know, those kind of things. Those people are, I mean, you always look at it, if only I would have come up with that.
Yeah, right? Simple and much needed. But nobody ever thinks about it until it's there. They're like, oh, yeah. Need some tape.
Watch this, Ashley. You know, Amber McDonald, president and CEO of Endemis, as soon as she gets on, she's like, so I thought to myself, I'm riding a bike.
Yeah,
I've got
right?
a friend.
Yeah,
and we want to listen to the same music. And we're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it is. Sometimes you think of things that would be great, and then it's already been invented, you know, 10 times, or there's a website where you can go ahead and order and buy that. So we're going to do that. But here's something that might be fun. Ashley shared hers. I'm going to give some thought to some things that I've thought up. Thought up a couple things over the years, and typically someone else thinks of them or a better way to do it. 312-981-7200 Startup Showcase. We get this opportunity. Go ahead. If there's a business that you, and you don't want to give away your secret, if you're the Colonel and you got the 11 herbs and spices, certainly don't give those to the world. But if you've got sort of an idea, you know, or even a business, let's say you've got a problem. I think that's where, and I think Scott mentions this all the time, is, you know, if people see either a problem out there or a thing that everybody does and deals with that could be improved upon or made better. And I think that's where businesses, right? These pitches, people come up and say, well, you know, you had this problem and then we did this. And people, you know, I think if you're doing it right, say like, yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And it makes a lot of sense to me. So 312-981-7200, you can text in. We'll try to read as many of them as possible. If you've got a business that should be created, if you've got something that should be a problem that should be solved that could turn into a business model, or if you've got an idea that you want to share, this is the Startup Showcase, and we can maybe showcase it right here during the show. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Amber McDonald, president and CEO of Endemis, on the Startup Showcase. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.
Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. We talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying wait a minute.
All right, 720 WGN. It is the Startup Showcase. Scott Catoon is your host, as you can hear, and being able to hear the thing, you know, with the headphones on turned up a little bit. I hear the production values that are in there. That is quite a theme song. Thanks, Ashley, for playing that for us. And part of the, and we previewed it beforehand, what Scott does, I think it's almost a public service, is he takes the opportunity to go ahead and let founders, CEOs, those startup kind of individuals that I think are such an important part of society, really the world as a whole. If no one decided to invent things, we wouldn't even have, let's say, the light bulb or, you know, StubHub or something like that. And so on the line with us now, we do have Amber McDonald. She's the president and CEO of Endemis Incorporated. Amber, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Yeah. Glad to be on today.
Yeah. So Amber, you give it, you know, kind of the thing. And I'm sure as a founder and as somebody involved in a startup, this is something not only that you've done, you know, with yourself as you were kind of imagining what you would do and what Endemis would become, but then also throughout that course to get to the point where you've gotten enough attention to have people be as excited as you are about what it is you're doing. You've had to kind of give that speech, right? In kind of a nutshell, what is it? And so for the listeners, tell us about Endemis.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you. Endemis, so we're a tech startup company, and we're working to transform the UAV commercial market by providing safety solutions. And if you take it back to the 1920s, drones were used a lot for military applications, but it wasn't really until the smartphone and the cheap accessibility of microprocessors that made them affordable and accessible to everyday people. Commercial use of drones It can be used in virtually every industry. It cuts costs, increases efficiency, improves safety, time. And when you think of drones, you might think of photography or videography, like you would typically see them doing real estate, things like that. But from a business perspective, they're great for surveying, agriculture, public safety, search and rescue, oil and gas. Really, the list goes on. But ultimately, you have the goal of drone delivery and transport.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so why is all of this not happening? If the technology is there, why are they not allowing us to do it today?
Well, here's the thing.
And that really...
Here's the thing, Amber, and you hit on it right there, because you've got a great idea. And I think on the drone side of things, it is one of those slightly rare businesses that has applications that really run the full gamut, everything from, you know, entertainment or convenience, delivery, you get like your pizza delivery, right? Or needed, you know, medical attention to remote locations and all that kind of stuff. And so I think the drone situation, it isn't necessarily whether it's going to happen and be, you know, in, I think, all aspects of our life. It's just how. You know, it's not necessarily if, it is exactly like when. And then, and usually on the government side with the regulations, it's usually lagging, right? So is that part of what it is that you're doing? Not only, you know, trying to share that message of why it's important, all those great different applications that may not come to mind immediately, but trying to convince the government to let it happen.
Exactly. I mean, the danger is when a 20-pound object falls out of the sky, it's not just going to hurt you. If that hits you in the head, it's killing somebody. And so as a result, the FAA and other civil aviation authorities have prohibited commercial flight over non-involved people until there's a solution. And that's really where Indemnis comes in. We're making all of this possible by providing the hardware and the services to enable that regulated commercial flight. Think of like a seatbelt in a car or an airbag. We provide that just in case safety. Or a sprinkler system is a really good example. You don't ever want to be in the situation where you need it to work, but when you do, you better have a system that works. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. It's a simpler solution. You would think putting a parachute on a drone, a standard parachute, would work, but because the multi-rotors are inherently unstable, it's a little bit different than fixed wing. When they fall out of the sky, they create this high RPM roll and tumble scenario, and you have to be able to launch the parachute fast enough to escape all of that. And that's really where the nexus comes in.
Well, here's part of, I think, the equation is that it has gotten to the point because of whether it's just, you know, people doing it for fun or for, you know, kind of hooking a GoPro to it or some of those kind of entertainment or recreational based aspects of it, is that they kind of got out in the world and people got to not only, you know them, use them, love them, and incorporate them into kind of the entertainment side before a lot of the laws or regulations got into place. The difference between that and maybe, you know, planes, right, is that there wasn't people just in their backyard creating planes, at least not in huge quantities, before they could kind of get some of those regulations in place. So the argument is the comparison that you make is the automobile, because if you think back where it was sort of, I'll use the word the Wild West, but it really wasn't, you know, in a cowboy scenario, but where there were a lot of cars being created that had almost no rules, there was no traffic rules, and a lot of that stuff had to be done after the fact.
Exactly. And I mean, I think FAA recognizes that and wants to protect the public, so that's why they've halted everything. And where Indemnis comes in is we've created the only fail-safe solution on the market that works reliably, where the functionality has been validated. We've publicly proven it to FAA and other industry leaders through live demos. It's essentially a ballistic parachute launcher. So it's a welded tube, and it's made from a material called Dyneema that houses this inverted parachute. And when the drone fails, the Nexus deploys in under 30 milliseconds, and it throws the parachute at 90 miles an hour. So during that process, the tube shields the parachute line, and it launches it and gives it the ability to keep the attachment point of the parachute outside of any control surfaces that could potentially entangle on the drone.
Right.
And we developed the material technology to create that inflatable tube. And once it stays inflated, it literally is like a stick or a rigid apparatus that holds that parachute outside of the control surface. The roll radius, so there's zero chance of entanglement, and the parachute opens 100% of the time.
Well, we're letting the listeners know we're talking with Amber McDonald. She's the president and CEO of Indemnis Incorporated. This kind of falls into that category of like a no-brainer, right? It makes absolutely 100% perfect sense. Are you thinking that this would be something, a product that would be retrofitted and then attached to existing models of drones, or is this something you're thinking that should be regulated to the point where it's required for manufacturers to incorporate?
So right now we are producing retrofitted models for different platforms, but I mean, ultimately the goal would be that a standard is set. And in order to achieve that standard, manufacturers would need to incorporate something like this into their product.
It makes perfect sense. So you're kind of doing the role of kind of free thinker right out there, your inventor, right? Because you've got to come up with something that works. And then also sort of like a lobbyist, right? Or an advocate, right, for an industry.
Oh, absolutely. Indemnis is leading the pack. We are helping to author the rules and have been at the forefront 100% of the way, setting the standard along with a lot of other big industry leaders. You have Amazon, you know, Intel, Walmart, Fruity Shoots. There's a whole lot of people that have come together, DJI, drone manufacturers, everybody's pushing in the same direction, and we are okay with the rules. We want them set so that we can achieve them.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is you are right on the forefront of getting involved with something that I think everybody is up to speed with, the fact that it's going to be a big part of our lives, but there's still a lot left to be done as far as kind of setting the way that it's and the role it's going to be in place. I'm thinking this is kind of like a public service, and I know that Scott always does this. So, Amber, we want to make sure that you can give out information about how people can get on board, support, participate, and certainly keep up to speed with everything you're doing. So give us all that information.
Yeah, so you can go to our website, indemnis.com, INDEMNIS. And, I mean, ultimately, Dan, you're right. This is a big deal. So for all those that sat back and, for example, wish they had invested in Amazon back in 1996, you don't want to miss the opportunity to invest in Indemnis today, because we really are at the forefront. We're the only company who can meet the regulation, and we're moving forward, and we're the only people that can do this. So we've raised about $3.4 million to date from private investors, and we've just opened up a limited-time opportunity for anyone where you can invest $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. The minimum is $100. It's republic.co/indemnis, and we really just hope that the listeners get excited and decide to invest and become a part of the Indemnis family, ultimately joining us on this journey.
Yeah. Okay. There are some things, Amber, that you think to yourself, wouldn't that be great if, you know, like flat screen TVs that are just enormous, but you don't necessarily need them. This, I think, falls into that category of need. Someone's going to have to address these things. And you guys, like you said, are ahead of the game. And we'll have all those links up at WGNradio.com as well. But thanks so much for what you're doing. Number one, and I really mean that, sometimes it's great for people to come up with a new craft brewery and all that kind of stuff, but for this kind of stuff, this is really important, because I don't know that the government would be doing it, certainly not doing it in a timely fashion. So this is some great all-American patriot stuff, Amber.
Thank you. We're excited, and we're happy to do it. So
all right.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Yep, we'll have the links up. Thanks, Amber, and thanks for coming on the show. Right now, we are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll send it to news and more with the Startup Showcase. It's Dane here for you, 720 WGN.
Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show, and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. We talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying,
yes. Wait a minute. 720. WGN. It is the Startup Showcase. Your host, Scott Catoon, is out today, and I wish he was here, because it said in the thing, talking bigger bennies. And so I know what that means. I'm aware of that. And so many of the startups that are out there are hoping to become that product or that service that you just can't live without, and hopefully to return some big bennies, not only to themselves and the inventors and founders and all those employees for those companies that are created, but their investors as well. And one of the cool things that the Startup Showcase does, it allows and really highlights and creates a platform for those great founders and startup gurus to come on and share what it is that they do, why it is an important kind of product or service, and certainly offer the opportunity. And this is not something that you see every day, the opportunity to get involved and be a part of it. And it's some pretty exciting stuff. So I'm happy to be here kind of helping share some of that. And on the line with us now, we do have Amanda Greenberg. She is the CEO and founder of Balloon R. I hope I'm saying that right. Amanda, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi.
Hey. So here it is. And the way that Scott does it is he has, you know, these inventors and founders come on, and then they have to kind of make that case that not only is what it is that they're doing exciting and compelling and necessary and important and worthy and all those things. It's something that you probably have done a million times, right? You know, where you've kind of had to make that case for what it is that you're doing. And so, so go ahead and do that, you know, and share with us as far as Balloon R.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Amanda Greenberg. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Ballooner. A little bit of background. Before founding Ballooner, I was a public health researcher in D.C., and it was in that role that I noticed just this huge problem with the way that we work, and that problem being that our business tools and processes are broken because they don't address the way our brains actually work in a group setting. So they don't account for things like group dynamics, dozens of different cognitive biases like gender bias, groupthink, anchoring bias, corporate culture, which we've all seen and experienced, and then a fear of failure or a lack of psychological safety. And as a result of this, you know, system-wide breakdown, companies don't get the right data, and this costs companies billions in really bad decision-making, stalled innovation, and a ton of wasted time. So we built Ballooner, and Ballooner is a platform based on science and research to address how humans actually share information and make decisions. So Ballooner removes the most costly cognitive biases, promotes that psychological safety, creates an idea meritocracy, and then accelerates time to wisdom. And high level, how it works is someone starts a Ballooner, which is a question, topic, or prompt. They invite a group, small or large, and that group then goes together through this special stage flow where they're anonymously creating and launching balloons, which are the ideas, the feedback, the information, discussing those balloons without titles, identities, pleasantries, or courtesies getting in the way, completing a merit-based vote without groupthink. And although Ballooner is anonymous start to finish, in the end, when you see what was surfaced, what was ballooned, all those top insights and information, people are able to remove anonymity and claim their contributions and get credit for what they're contributing. Used by teams and companies of all different sizes across many different industries, and our customers include Fortune 50 companies, leading universities, hospitals, fast-growing tech companies, et cetera, from Capital One, Airbnb, Google, BMW, and more. And Ballooner touches all different parts of an organization, from surfacing new innovative features at a top automotive dealer to driving quality improvement at the top children's hospital in the nation.
Wow.
And our customers really see the power, right? They're shocked by the humanness of information shared on Ballooner, the amount of new thinking, and that once you use Ballooner, it's impossible to imagine doing things the old way. We're at around 250K ARR, projected to hit 500K in Q3 of this year, with a million in expansions, and then a huge inbound pipeline of 3.4 million. More about our team. So we're a Dartmouth Carnegie Mellon founding team. I shared I was a public health researcher,
right.
But I graduated first in my class from the top public health school in the nation. My co-founder and CTO, Noah, is a Carnegie Mellon alum, built and designed products for IBM, Bloomberg, personally designed and developed a product for the Dalai Lama. And then our first three hires bring incredible experience from leading growth at three venture-backed startups to being one of the first designers at IBM Watson, and we're backed by incredible investors from WaveMaker Partners, 500 startups, and we recently closed an investment with very prominent Silicon Valley angel Jason Calacanis.
Wow.
So excited to answer questions, and excited to have people participate in our Republic campaign as well.
So here's the thing. So basically, what it is, and if I can, you know, kind of get my head around it, is it's a survey, right? And it's an opportunity for people to kind of weigh in it. But what you guys are doing is you're taking out all of those things that you, through your kind of research and experience, have felt that, like, add in things that maybe do not allow people to give their kind of unfettered and honest responses and thoughts and priorities and things like that. The other side of it too is, which is so important, how do you get that information, you know, from the company and have it be specific to that industry, is you're able to tailor it, like you said, is you can go as, like, inside baseball as you want to that specific industry or that office culture or even those ideas. And so you can't just take something kind of cookie cutter and random. You guys would build the specific program that would do that. Because here's the thing, and I don't know that a lot of people think about this, obviously you do because of what it is you do, and obviously Ballooner in your background, but is that there are so many other things that weigh into what it is that we say and how we share things that aren't necessarily exactly how we feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's just, you know, these are things that we just take for granted in different collaboration tools or in meetings or in focus groups or, you know, even surveys. You know, we see ourselves as really creating a new category kind of at the intersection of surveying and collaboration. But there's really this system-wide breakdown, right, where, you know, in a meeting of eight people, three people typically do 70% of the talking. Or we've all seen groupthink where, you know, someone expresses something and then everyone agrees with them because they're either a manager or a boss or whatever. People just like to agree. And then it results in a false start. So there's just really this huge breakdown. We really tried to build a platform from the ground up that removes all of those different issues while at the same time accelerating time to wisdom and building this really inclusive culture that, you know, creates this idea meritocracy.
Well, okay. So, and also too is, and I think this information would be absolutely essential, so valuable to companies if they could go ahead and get it. And looking at your background in the public health side of things, and you look at that and it's easy, right? Because science, you know, it's facts. It's true. It's not true. This works or it doesn't. You've got the statistics. You've got the science that everybody kind of, you know, realize and accepts as a baseline for the way that we're going to work things. But when you get into just, you know, personalities and how they're going to share things and you hit on it, right? If there's a strong personality that you don't want to offend, or maybe you can't, right? You can't necessarily, even if you've got a great idea, maybe your position within the hierarchy of the company doesn't allow your opinion to be valued in a way that would make sense or kind of give it the merit it's that it deserves. This is really cool. The question I have is, how do you break it? Because you had mentioned in the beginning when you were talking about it, it's one thing to have the information, but then how do you go ahead and then kind of assign value to it and then go back? And I think you said you can even kind of reward people that came up. So let's say you're doing this and you come up with something that changes in a positive way the culture or direction of that company, then how do you go back and kind of assign value to that person?
Yeah, absolutely. So we build it to be anonymous start to finish. So you remove, you know, obviously all these different components of identity. You separate the identity of the person from their content. So it really creates that meritocracy. But the end of a ballooner, which is that question or process, at the end, people are able to remove that anonymity and put their name with their idea or with their piece of feedback. Or they can remain anonymous. It's completely up to them. So everyone really has control of their own information on ballooner.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so then afterwards, if it's like, this is the greatest idea, then, you know, Brad can say, like, hey, you know, right here, you can go ahead and
exactly.
And if you wanted, let's say you said something, you know, important and necessary, but critical, then you can remain anonymous if that's the way they want to do it. And I'm guessing that you're sort of the gatekeepers of that, kind of that independent force within that equation, right, that holds on to that information.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let the listeners know we are talking with Amanda Greenberg. She is the CEO and co-founder of ballooner. And so what is it? You mentioned the support that you had, certainly, you know, what you're doing. You could see the value of it. And obviously those investors have done that same thing. What is it that people can do? You know, they hear about this now. I'm sure tons of people are super excited. What can they do to either get involved or support or participate or join? Give us the info.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've decided to raise a portion of our round through Republic, became really passionate with Republic's mission, you know, that the best ideas and the best companies can come from anywhere, which really aligns with our mission. So there is the opportunity to invest in ballooner for as little as $100 at republic.co/ballooner. And all the information is there and more information about our company and traction, et cetera, too. So hope that people log in there and participate.
And for you and your background as well, do you have like any kind of social media that you'd want to share for people to kind of maybe connect with you as one of those kind of inspirational figures?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm at Twitter at AK Greenberg. You know, can also find me on LinkedIn and have a Forbes column as well.
See, that's really cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Amanda, for getting on board and being part of the Startup Showcase. Thanks for what you're doing to try to create new and exciting things that can, I think, enhance the work environment, change cultures and companies and move them forward in ways that maybe they were never able to do before. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Take care. Wow. See, that's it. We're getting smarter here, Ashley. We're learning all about different ways things are happening and some of those kind of inspirational figures behind them. We are going to take a break and we come back. I think 312-981-7200. If you out there have a company or some kind of thing out there that you think should be addressed, you could share that. Or let's say you've got something that you're working on the startup side that you think deserves a little bit of attention, or maybe we can kind of think tank it a little bit. We can do that as well. 312-981-7200. You can text in and certainly you can call in as well. It is the Startup Showcase. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. It's Dane on 720 WGN.
Wait a minute. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. He talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying wait a minute.
720 WGN. It is the Startup Showcase. Your host Scott Catoon is out starting up new showcases. He is out probably bird dogging the next amazing opportunity, and we've had some great guests on with us as well. Big thanks to Amber McDonald, president and CEO of Indemnis, and what they're doing on the drone side is working on a parachute system that can be attached to current drones, or maybe She's advocating for, you know, future drones to kind of build that into the manufacturing process. And then we just talked with Amanda Greenberg, CEO and co-founder of Ballooner, and that is an opportunity for companies to go ahead and get some honest feedback in ways that may have not been possible before from some of their employees. And 312-981-7200, people, if you've got an idea out there for your next startup, I understand you want to keep it close to the vest. You don't necessarily want to share too much. If you were the colonel with your 11 herbs and spices, maybe you wouldn't want to go ahead and share those. It's a lot of competition out there, but some people have shared businesses that they saw that were just things that didn't exist a few years ago on the startup side that people have and have become kind of parts of your life that you can't necessarily live without. I mean, you think about it. So people have put in on the reservation side, you've got Tock, and that's where you can go ahead and make reservations on the food side. And it's great for the restaurant business as well, now that I think about it, because it allows people to have the ability to lock things in, or if you've got some of those experience-based meals, you know, you can go ahead and pay for them in advance. And instead of, and I think it stops on the restaurant side, the no-show side. So thanks for that one from the 630. This is one that I think has really changed. Everything started out as a startup and went through all those growing pains. Is kind of the Uber and Lyft from the 815. And that's, I mean, think about it. I mean, for those people that have not used, you know, an Uber and Lyft, and I was a little bit late to the game on the using of it. I didn't think it'd been around 5 years ago. I've only been actually riding around in them probably for the last year or so, but it's such an improvement upon what was something that people, you know, were used to as far as like just the normal point A to point B transportation cab kind of system, where you can just do something off of your phone. Obviously you needed, you know, some essential inventions in advance in order to make that something that people could utilize. You needed the smartphone, right? If you didn't have a smartphone, there's no way to go ahead and do all that GPS stuff that's in Uber. And for those people that may not have experienced it, it's as simple as you go ahead and just, you know, you put in where you want to go. And I thought this sounds like, you know, preschool stuff for a lot of people out there that use it. But for those people who haven't, we got a vast listening audience. You just, you know, put in the place that you want to go. You push a button and the car shows up probably within 5 minutes or so and takes you someplace. And usually it's relatively inexpensive when compared with other options. And then the dollars are all kind of taken care of in a middleman way as well. So it's already paid for and you already get there. There's no necessarily tipping. There isn't a lot of conversation about where you're going or how to get there. It's really an improvement. And so it is one of those things, and they're working to improve that as well on the shipping side and on the transportation side, and even driverless cars. And maybe someday those will be something that's important as well, I think, for that. And then the other one, someone from the 773 had mentioned Spot Hero. And that is another thing that I had not used up until maybe, I don't know, maybe about a year ago or so, where you can go ahead and reserve parking spots around the country. I was always kind of worried about how would you do that? You know, how would you go ahead, especially if it's just a spot on a street? Usually it isn't. It's usually in a parking garage or some kind of parking facility, but you're able to go ahead. Again, the smartphone is necessary because it gives you a barcode, and those facilities are participating, and they've got a way for you to scan in, and you can use spots that would not be used otherwise. And usually it's a lot, you know, half or more as far as less expensive. These all started as just startups, you know, things that people came up with an idea to either solve a problem or enhance a situation. And now it's the kind of thing that people are using every single day. Ashley, do you ever use like Spot Hero? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, my friends and I use Spot Hero all the time for concerts because it's way less expensive than actually trying to park in the venues that they allow us to park in, you know?
And then also, what would you, as far as the level of difficulty, you know, because I'm not the most, you know, we've got obviously computers and emails and smartphones, and, you know, and Bill Leff, our midday guy that I work with on a regular basis, always prides himself on his inability to really embrace the future technology. But it's pretty easy, right? I mean, it's the kind of thing that anybody can do. It takes a second. Once I think you see how easy it is, along with something like Uber, you're going to do it every time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's but the Spot Hero specifically, it just started off as, I believe it was a startup, but I believe it started off as this minuscule thing. When my friends were using it, I was like, how is this going to work? Like, I didn't believe that it was actually a real place, because where we were parking, like, some of the areas, you're kind of like, are we allowed to be in here? But then it blew up into this big thing. Now people use it all the time. Like, we advertise it on here. So it's interesting how things start off and how people are actually taking the chances and going with what is supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it just takes somebody to start something up. And I like the Startup Showcase. I love that. Scott does some of those things. Some of them are a little bit kind of, you know, inside tech, and maybe they're not the kind of thing that on a regular basis that you would have impact your daily life. And some of them are. And you know, and they're not all as, you know, I thought we'd be hearing about, you know, the new bedliner, somebody who invented Scotch tape or the lint brush or some of those things. And certainly those things are out there too as great startups, but that's what it takes. And I think Chicago is one of those places. 1871, I think Howard Tolman was on last week when John Hansen filled in on the Startup Showcase. And there are so many places. You think about, you know, Silicon Valley or San Francisco, certainly New York. Chicago has got a place on the startup side, the inventor side, the business side. I think the ground is fertile. I think that the investors are out there. And if the ideas are good, you can see how people are getting involved, supporting it. And then, you know, when all those kind of stars align, you know, it becomes something that we utilize, that we kind of build into our lives and makes our lives better every day, and certainly creating jobs and all that. So it's exciting stuff. The Startup Showcase was great. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. Thanks to everybody who participated. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Then we're going to send it to news and get ready for On the Road. So keep it here. It's staying on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It has been the Startup Showcase. Scott Catoon will be with you next week. So be sure to tune in to that. And thanks to Scott for letting me sit in.